إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge of Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We also seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah. Thereafter the best speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa inna sharr al-umur muhdathatuha fa inna kull muhdathatin bid'ah wa kull bid'atin dalalah wa kull dalalatin fi an-nar. And the most evil matters are those matters which have been innovated and introduced into Islam. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. Ibadallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us with at-tawheed, and He forbade us from ash-shirk. So tawheed is to single out Allah in every act of worship, and shirk is to ascribe a partner to Allah in worship. So tawheed is the greatest command of Allah, and shirk is the worst crime and sin. At-tawheed is the greatest form of obedience, and shirk is the most severe form of disobedience. So at-tawheed and shirk, both of them are opposite, contradicting actions. And for this reason, Allah mentions tawheed, ibadah, and shirk in a single ayah in opposition to each other. He said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone, meaning upon tawheed, and do not ascribe partners to Him. Do not fall into shirk. And the Muslim who has taqwa and he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should not neglect the ibadah which occurs in his heart. And he should not be careless about the state of his heart. Because the ibadah which is in the heart, this is the asl. This is the core. And this is what comes first. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he said, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudgha. Verily, in the body there is a morsel. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If this morsel, if it is rectified, then all of the body is good and rectified. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if this morsel is corrupted, then all of the body is corrupt. And then he said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Verily, it is the heart. So the goodness and the rectification of a person's limbs is according to the goodness of his heart. And the corruption of a person's heart, it leads to the corruption of a person's limbs. So whenever a people, whenever they rectify their hearts and they only desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their limbs are also rectified. And so they do not move except for the sake of Allah. And they do not do anything except in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal ibad, from the great beloved types of ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sabr, patience. And this ibadah, patience, as-sabr, it is so important in Islam and so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mentioned it in 90 different ayat in the Quran. 90 times in the Quran, Allah mentions as-sabr, patience, showing how great this ibadah is, how important it is. Sometimes Allah orders us to be patient. Like He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. Wasbir, be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And be patient, O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ma sabruka illa billah. And sometimes Allah promises that those who are patient, Allah will help them. Those who are patient, Allah will support them. Allah will aid them. Allah will give them victory. He said, "Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin." Verily, Allah is with those who are patient. Meaning His support and His help and His victory and His aid is with those people who show patience. And in some ayat, Allah gives the glad tidings, the bushra, the glad tidings of the hereafter to those people who have patience. He said, "Wabashshir as-sabirin." And give the glad tidings to those who are patient. Who are they? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. They are those people, the sabirun, the patient people. They are those that whenever any calamity or difficulty afflicts them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, to Allah we belong, and to Allah we will return. Then Allah said, Allah mentions their reward. He said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. They are the ones, the sabirun, those who are patient. When a difficulty comes to them, they are the ones upon whom is the blessing of Allah upon them. وَالرَّحْمَةِ. And also the mercy of Allah is upon them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the ones who are guided. In other ayat, Allah made sabr, patience, as an avenue to seek His help. He said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help. Meaning seek the help of Allah in your difficulties through patience. Through showing patience. And also through as-salah. And in other ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions how the angels in Jannah, what they will say to the people of patience. Allah says, وَمَلَائِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. That the angels, they will enter onto the people of patience through every door of Jannah. Every door of Jannah, the angels will enter upon the people of patience. And they will say, Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. Greetings to you. Why? Bima sabartum. Because of the patience you used to show in the dunya. The difficulties in the dunya. And the patience that you showed in the dunya. Now, in Jannah, the angels will give you salam. فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And so how beautiful and how excellent an abode this will be. Ibadallah, we have to understand what is patience. What is as-sabr? As-sabr, patience, it isn't mere mental strength. This isn't the meaning of patience in al-Islam. Rather, patience is ibadah. It is a type of worship. And this worship, it starts in the heart. It emanates in the heart. So every time your aqeedah is more pure and more correct, and your tawheed is strong, your iman is strengthened, and you have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the more sabr you have. So this sabr, this great ibadah, patience, it starts from the heart. And then its effects are seen upon the tongue and the limbs. That a person is able to control his tongue in times of difficulty. And control his limbs in times of difficulty. So what is the meaning of as-sabr? As-sabr, it is habsun nafs. It is controlling oneself. And controlling one's desire. Wa qahruha. And overpowering oneself. And overpowering one's desires. عَلَى لَذِيذٍ تُفَارِقُهُ. To leave a desire which you want to do. أَوْ مَكْرُوهٍ تَتْحَمَّلُهُ. Or to face a difficulty which is going to come to you. This is patience. So patience is حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ. That you have to control yourself. You have to control your desires. You have to control your wants. You have to overpower yourself. So when there is something that you want, but you know it is haram, then you are able to leave it alone. Or when something that you find difficult, but you know you have to do, then you have this control and you have overpowered yourself and your desires, so you are able to do and face that which is difficult for you. So the sabir, the patient person, he is a mujahid. He is the one who strives and he struggles. وَيَعْصِي نَفْسَهُ And he disobeys his own self. He disobeys his desires. لِيُطِيعَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ So he can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chooses to disobey and go against what he wants and his desires and what his mind is encouraging him to do so he can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he can obey Allah jalla sha'nu. And whoever is like this, whoever has this patience and lives his life upon this great ibadah, then for him is the great glad tiding which Allah has given. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. That Allah is with those who are patient. Allah's aid and victory and help is with those people who are patient. And then we have to understand, ayyuhal ibad, that patience is three types. The first type is as-sabru ala ta'atillah. Being patient in obedience to Allah. Showing patience in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second type is as-sabru an ma'asiyatillah. Is being patient and controlling yourself to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third type of patience is as-sabru ala aqdarillah. Is being patient upon the decree which Allah has decreed for you. The difficulties which Allah has decreed for you, being patient upon them. So the first type of patience is as-sabru ala ta'atillah. Being patient upon obedience and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan, he tries to make you lazy so you don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the time for salah comes, he makes you delay the salah a little bit. Why? Because you're a bit busy. And then after that, you delay it a little bit more. Why? Because you've got a need that you need to tend to. And then after this, you delay it even further. Because you've got an appointment with Fulan and Allan. Until a time comes when the salah has gone. And the only thing which you have earned is the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan, he tries to keep the people away from seeking forgiveness of Allah. He'll say to you, how can you raise your hands to Allah and you are such a sinner? This is from Shaytan. Or in giving charity. You want to give charity to the masjid and then Shaytan, he prevents you. You've got to pay this bill and you've got to do this much. And yet maybe you will spend much more on things that you do not need. But the masjid you will not give because of a whisper from a Shaytan. Or to a woman, she wants to wear the hijab and she wants to dress as a Muslim woman according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then Shaytan comes to her. What will people say about you? Your friends will leave you alone. It's going to be an embarrassment for you. And this is how Shaytan is. Every good action, he tries to make it difficult for you. Whereas Islam is something which is very easy. So all of this, it requires patience. Fasting in the day of Ramadan requires patience. Waking up for salah on a cold morning, it requires patience. When you try to be a righteous person in a community which is corrupt and disobedient to Allah, it requires patience. It requires iman. It requires for you to control yourself. And the second type of patience is as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. Is patience in staying away from disobedience. Patience in staying away from that which is haram. So Shaytan, he beautifies for the people disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He belittles the dangers of sins to the people. So Shaytan, he beautifies for you looking at something which is haram. And Shaytan belittles the dangers of riba. And Shaytan comes to you and says, music, it's not too bad. It's only singing. And shaitan comes to you and says your friends are swearing and your community swears, so it's okay for you to swear. So to stay away from all of this and to control your actions and control your tongue, it requires a sabr, it requires patience, it requires a strength of iman, that you disobey shaitan and you disobey your desires and you go against what you want in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you fear Allah, because you want to flee away from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third type of patience is showing patience upon the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'ashir al-Muslimin. This life, the life of the dunya, it is days which are up and down. Days which are good and bad. Troubles, difficulties, and daily struggles. So the life of this dunya is not continuous happiness. Rather, there are days of happiness and days of sadness. Days of ease and days of difficulty. And why does Allah test the people with these difficulties? To differentiate and to distinguish who is the true believer, who is the one who is sabir, who is going to make this mujahada, who is the one who is pleased with Allah and shows thanks to Allah, and who is the kafir, who is the one who loses hope in Allah, who is the one who blames Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tests His people in different ways. Sometimes He may test you with an illness, or He may test you with the loss of a beloved. He may test you in your child. He may test you in your wife. He may test you with poverty. He may test you in your job. He may test you in your honor. He may test you with a mental illness. All of this, it requires strong iman. And it requires a sabr, patience. And that you have a good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if you are patient upon these difficulties, and you are pleased with the decree of Allah, and you know that your Lord never wrongs you, and He's not unjust, and you know that Allah does not oppress the people, and you seek the help of Allah in these difficulties, and you seek the reward of Allah in these difficulties, then for you is the glad tidings. Then for you is the great reward. Like Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, that we will test the people with some fear, وَالْجُوعِ, and some hunger, وَالنَّقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and some loss in their wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and some loss in their life, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and some loss in their sustenance. Then He said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but give the glad tidings to those who are patient. مَعْشَرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the most patient of people. He had the greatest tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the most yaqeen in Allah, in the promise of Allah, that the promise of Allah will come. And whoever reads anything from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever knows anything about the struggles that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through, he will see and he'll realize the great patience that he had. And whatever difficulty you face in this life, from the struggles of life, however much you struggle, whatever difficulties you come across, you will never face even a tenth of the difficulties which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جَاءَ قَوْمَهُ بِرِسَالَةٍ بَصِيطَةٍ إِلَهِيَّةٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to his people with a simple divine message. He did not desire their wealth. He did not want status. He only wanted to guide them away from the worship of creation to the worship of Creator. He only wanted to take them away from darkness and to light. Before prophethood, he was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one, the trustworthy one, beloved to everybody, respected by everybody, a close friend of everybody. And then, when he started calling to Tawheed and he started calling to Al-Islam, then they harmed him and they tortured him and they exiled him. And instead of him being called As-Sadiq al-Amin, then he became known as a sahir, a magician, wa majnoon, and as a madman, wa kahin, and as a fortune teller, sabr. But he remained patient. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for 3 years, sanctions were placed upon him. And he was forced to live in the valley for 3 years with his companions. So they could not eat any food except that is found in the desert. And they had no access to their wealth. And nobody would interact with them for 3 whole years. They were in complete isolation, sabr, but he remained patient. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fled Mecca and he went to Taif, hoping that the people of Taif would give him refuge. But they exiled him. Sabr, he remained patient. And his companions, they migrated from Mecca to Abyssinia 2 times, a large group of companions, fearing their religion, fearing their life. Sabr, the Prophet remained patient. And then the Prophet, he was given permission to make hijrah to Al-Madinah, fearing his life, fearing his religion, sabr. And then even in Al-Madinah, the mushrikun, they fought against him, the battle of Badr, then the battle of Uhud, then the battle of Ahzab, sabr, he remained patient. In Al-Madinah, the tribes from the Jews, they used to plot every day to harm him, to poison him, to kill his companions. Sabr, he remained patient. In all of this, he remained patient. He never cursed the people. He never insulted the people. He never even made dua against his people, hoping that they would be guided, because Allah had ordered him with patience. Allah said, Isbir, be patient, O Muhammad. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And your patience is only according to the help of Allah. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And do not worry over them. Do not worry over the mushrikun and what they are saying regarding you. وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And do not be depressed. Do not be distressed by the plots which they have against you. In every stage of his life, as-sabr, he remained patient. The personal difficulties, he remained patient. When they spoke about his honor, he remained patient. In his da'wah, he remained patient. So if we are Muslims, and if we want to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to show the same patience which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered with. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أيها العباد, الصبر, patience, this is one of the greatest types of ibadat in Islam. And it is a characteristic that every Muslim, male and female, should live by, especially the men. So patience is a quality of masculinity. How strong you are as a man is how much patience you have when it comes to the test which Allah puts in your way. And from those matters which helps a person to have patience is understanding, why does Allah test you with difficulties? Why has Allah tested you with this calamity and not tested somebody else? What is the wisdom of Allah in these difficulties? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has much wisdom in everything which He decrees. So the first wisdom of any difficulty which comes to you is that your sins are being forgiven. The more difficulties come, the more patience you have, the more sins are being forgiven. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَىٰ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةٍ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ. That a believer, male or female, keeps being tested with difficulties in their own self, or in their children, or in their wealth. حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And then they meet Allah. Meaning they die. After all of these difficulties in their life, they die. He said, وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. And then there's no sin left upon this person. Because of all of the difficulties that you went through in your children, in your wealth, in your partners, in your jobs, then you meet Allah and there's no sin which is left upon you. All your sins are forgiven because of the difficulties of this life. Also, from the wisdom behind which you are afflicted by difficulty is that your rank is raised in Jannah. every difficulty which you go through, regardless of how small it is, then by this Allah is giving you a good deed and raising your rank. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ma yusibul mu'min bi shawka," that a believer is never hurt even by a prick, a thorn. Whenever the thorn pricks a believer, illa rafa'ahu Allah biha daraja, except Allah raises a rank. Allah gives him a good deed just because of the pricking of a thorn. So how about when a person goes through so much difficulty in their life, goes through maybe cancer or illness, all of this is Allah is raising your rank if you are patient, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the great wisdom of going through difficulties is that it is a lesson of tawheed. This test which you are going through is a lesson of iman. So Allah shows you how weak you are as a person. The smallest of things, it falls you and you become weak. And this shows how weak you are in front of Allah. And then you realize how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So when you realize your own weakness and you realize how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then arrogance and pride and haughtiness, all of this falls away. And you understand you are miskeen. You are da'if, you are weak in front of Allah. And He is Al-Qawi Al-Aziz. He is the one, the most mighty. And He is Al-Aziz, the greatest. And from the wisdoms of difficulties and afflictions is that you realize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they do not realize the great blessing of health until illness touches them. They do not realize the blessing of safety and security until dangers befall them. They do not realize the blessing of wealth until poverty befalls them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes you realize the blessings you are in by taking a little bit away from you. Also from the blessing or from the wisdoms of these tests and these afflictions is you realize who your friends are. Because it is your friends who are there in times of difficulty. You realize who your true brothers and sisters are. Also from the wisdom behind the tests which a person goes to is you realize the true extent of this dunya, that it is something which is very temporary and there isn't complete happiness in this dunya. Some day for you, some day against you. And then you realize that the akhirah is the eternal happiness. The akhirah is the place when there is no illness, no test. All of the tests are only in this dunya. Like Allah said, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, that it is the darul akhirah, it is the hereafter, which is the true happy life. And finally, from the many wisdoms of afflictions is, it shows how strong your iman is. Everybody claims to be a mu'min in times of ease. Everybody can worship Allah in times of ease. But when difficulty comes to a person, this is where the mu'min and the one who is not a mu'min is divided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran, He told us about some of the people. He said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are some people who worship Allah right on the edge, meaning on the edge between kufr and Islam. He said, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. So if some goodness comes to the person, then he's content with Allah. Then he's happy with Allah. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ fitna, but whenever any fitna comes, whenever any difficulty comes, in قَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجِهِهِ, then he turns away from Allah. He turns on his face. He turns back. Then he starts blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He has lost his dunya and he has lost the akhirah. عباد الله, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين, اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.